Section 4. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 3. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives District 3. Candidates were asked these 3 questions. 1. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? 2. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws? 3. What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights? There are 7 Democratic candidates for U.S. House District 3. Democrats: Maxine E. Dexter, Ricardo Barajas, Nolan Bailenga, and Sushila Jayapal did not respond to questions by the deadline. Rachel Lydia Rand, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer: forcing employers to allow employees to work from home if possible. Stimulus to encourage semi-electric 2- and 3-wheel bicycles. I'm proposing a universal food stamp benefit as a pathway into a new economy based on climate change action. See my website, www.dottrombone.com/politics, for more details. 2. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws? Answer: I'm a proponent of keeping a civil society where we address climate change. Today's slogan is bicycles, not bombs. 3. What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights? Answer: none suggested. Michael Jonas, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer: the climate crisis poses significant threats to our planet's stability and the well-being of future generations, with far-reaching implications for our environment, economy, and society. Urgent action is needed to mitigate the impacts of climate change and protect our planet for future generations. Therefore, I am committed to advocating for bold climate policies that prioritize renewable energy, environmental conservation, workforce training program development, and lift marginalized communities. By investing in sustainable practices and transitioning to a low-carbon economy, we can mitigate the worst effects of climate change and safeguard our natural resources. 2. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws? Answer: gun safety. Does community policing go here, or police reform? Gun safety reform, common sense gun laws, violence prevention, responsible gun ownership, gun safety measures, advocating for universal background checks, responsible gun ownership, and safe storage to reduce gun-related accidents and violence. Assault weapons ban. Supporting a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines to reduce the potential for mass shootings. Closing gun sales loopholes. Advocating for regulations that close loopholes in gun sales, including those at gun shows and online, to ensure background checks for all buyers. Community-based violence prevention. Investing in community programs and public health initiatives to address the root causes of gun violence and provide alternatives to violence. 3. What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights? Answer: fair elections and civic empowerment, democracy renewal, inclusive democracy for all, transparency and voting rights. Democracy Renewal Initiative, signifying the campaign's commitment to renewing and strengthening democratic processes. Fair elections and civic empowerment, emphasizing the campaign's goal of ensuring fairness in elections and empowering citizens. Inclusive democracy for all, reflecting the campaign's core message of inclusivity and equal access to democratic processes. Transparency and voting rights, conveying the campaign's focus on transparency and protecting voting rights. Eddie Morales, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer: my priorities around climate change seek to combat the crisis while centering justice, equity, and bringing a comprehensive approach. We can mitigate the impact of climate change while still ensuring frontline communities are supported. To me, that requires a Green New Deal, investments in lasting and sustainable infrastructure, protecting natural resources and biodiversity, building our climate resilience. Read more at https://eddiemorales.com/issues/climate. 2. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws? Answer: Gun violence is a uniquely American problem and one that we can fix. We just need leaders in Washington to start prioritizing our lives over NRA donor contributions. It's also one that is deeply personal to me. I mourn the loss of my two brothers and several close friends by committing to end the gun violence epidemic. I'll proudly earn an F rating from the NRA's PAC and never accept a penny from them because I firmly believe in establishing universal background checks and red flag laws, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, promoting responsible gun ownership, funding research, intervention, and survivor support resources. Read more at https://eddiemorales.com/issues/guns. 3. What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights? Answer. My work is grounded in ensuring everyone has access to our democracy. During my time at the Voto Latino, Center for Community Change, and Democracy Alliance, I worked to engage and increase the political power of the growing Latino population and the rising American electorate, the new American majority composed of women, people of color, youth, and immigrants in America. I worked to bring vote by mail to Honolulu and establish permanent early vote lists in Arizona to increase Latino turnout. As treasurer at Democratic Party of Oregon, I learned what it takes to protect our democracy, increase voter turnout, and ensure every voice is heard. We need to make it easier to participate in our democracy, not harder. We must protect and fully restore the Voting Rights Act. We must combat voter suppression efforts. We must keep our elections reliable and secure. Read more at https://eddiemorales.com/issues/voting. There are three Republican candidates for U.S. House District 3. Gary L. Dye, Republican, answers to questions. 1. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. I would let the free market and private organizations handle it. Place emphasis on plug-in hybrids and nuclear energy as solutions to global warming. 2. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws? Answer. Do not allow any guns/weapons that are not available to local, state, and national police forces, including the National Guard. 3. What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights? Answer. Require voter ID. Only citizens should be allowed to vote. Signature validation on all mail-in voting. Republicans Teresa Orwig and Joanna Harbor did not respond to questions by the deadline.